We are aware, especially after the last few fire seasons, of the danger of wildfire getting out of control and marching into town. It happened in both Paradise and Redding last year alone. When you take steps to reduce the danger of getting caught in a fire, it's fair to ask, what's the history of fire on this spot? And a tool provided by the Oregon Department of Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service and other partners lets you look all over Oregon at the landscape and fire history and the factors that could lead to fire in the future. It's called Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer, and it's easily navigated online. There's a link from our website at jeffexchange.org. We turn now to talk about it to Rick Stratton, a fire analyst with the U.S. Forest Service. Rick, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
So I want to give people an easy way to find this. They can certainly go to tools.oregonexplorer.info, but it's a bit more gobbledygook after that. Is there a shorter URL we can provide people with?
You know, I think the easiest way is just to Google it and just type in Oregon Explorer, and specifically Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer. And then when you do that, you'll have this Oregon Explorer, which allows you to look at multiple different hazards, and one of them being wildfire. And if you're on the wildfire risk tab, if you will, you'll see different resources that homeowners and planners can have. There's a homeowner's view, and then there's a planner's view, and then there's other links to other information that's of interest to folks.
So the homeowner's view is the one that's identified as the basic version, and the advanced as the one for builders?
Yeah, for like planners. Federal, state, local planners, that kind of thing, has more advanced tools to looking at the data from the broader risk assessment, which was from Oregon and Washington. But in the Oregon Explorers, obviously just Oregon shown.
So, Rick, how long has the Wildfire Risk Explorer part of Oregon Explorer been up and available to the public?
So this Oregon Explorer has been around for a while, and they feed in new assessments once they're completed on different hazards that affect folks that live in Oregon. This wildfire component we plugged in last year, about a two-year process. We've been working on a risk assessment for Oregon and Washington, and simply put, you know, this risk assessment looks at where our areas most has the highest probability of burning in relation to the things we care about, like where people live, as well as natural resources, commercial timber, that kind of thing. And so this serves up that data so that homeowners can go in here and they can look at areas of interest and get homeowners reports and look at historical fire occurrence. They can look at burn probability. They can look at the vegetation, the topography, and different kinds of statistics for their areas.
When you say homeowners' reports, how fine can that get? I noticed as I kept zooming into the basic version yesterday, it wasn't quite house to house in my neighborhood, but pretty close.
Yeah, you know, this was a two-state mapping project, and so, you know, it's at a landscape level. I think community-wide protection plans is a really good level to go to. You know, counties are obviously huge and good. Homeowners can go down to an area, but we don't get right to the specific home itself, because when you get really specific, we call those pixels, you know, things start to get a little fuzzier. And so we have it zoomed to an amount on the ground that we feel is the finest resolution it can go to before we start having some hesitation of showing the data itself. But you can get a pretty good feel, and it's also very good with wildfires, because you know, you guys know well in that area that they can get really large. It's good to zoom out and look at the broader area in general.
There are a couple of the details there, particularly on historical wildfire, that I want to come to in just a little bit that I found really fascinating. Rick Stratton's our guest. He's a fire analyst with the U.S. Forest Service, which is one of the agencies involved with the Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer tool that is available online at oregonexplorer.info. You can join the conversation on The Exchange. Questions about what you're seeing, and if you're not seeing it, questions about what you hope to see at 800-838-3760 by phone. You can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. At the most basic level, Rick, what's the hope for how people will use Wildfire Risk Explorer?
Well, kind of anticipating this question, I've given a lot of thought about that, and I would I would say, first of all, I think folks in the Rogue River Basin, and I think they have a good feel for that now based on these last few fire seasons, but they need to know that they're living in a fire environment. And just like folks that live in Florida, they are susceptible to hurricanes. If you're living in Southwest Oregon, you're susceptible to large fires and all the negatives and a few positives that come with that. But mostly negatives. You know, you're going to get smoke. You could get smoke every year, and sometimes it's considerable. You're going to get the threat of large fires, and with that, the evacuation, the potential loss of, you know, those things you care about. And so the goal of this is to, first of all, help people to understand the kind of environment they're living in, and then to empower them to look at what they can do to help protect their home, their neighborhoods, and their communities from wildfire.
Well, and a big one here is you just look right at the basic level here, the Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer. This, again, is the basic map viewer. And, you know, you click on the box for hazard to potential structures, and you see a lot of dark dots for very high. And it's sprinkled throughout a lot of the places where people live in our region. So so this is another reinforcement of the fact that we do live in a place that is very prone to fires.
Yeah. You know, we recently, and I can give you a link to this, developed a report that lists the top 50 communities in Oregon and Washington to be exposed by wildfires. So you look at where people live in relation to burn probability. And Southwest Oregon has, if you're strictly looking at, let's say, Pacific Northwest, first of all, Oregon and Washington, you know, they have, I'm looking at the list right now, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 8 of like the top 12 are in Oregon. And, you know, this is names you all know: Merlin, Redwood, Medford, Bend, and then Warm Springs, Eagle Point, Redmond, and Grants Pass. And then there's Ashland just a little bit further down. So folks living in these communities and the surrounding communities, I'll emphasize, need to have a heightened awareness when it comes to fire season.
They do indeed. So they need to get prepared, do the defensible space and the other things that put a little distance between you and flames and give you at least a little time to get away, if nothing else.
Yeah, we can talk about, you know, some of those things if we want to, what homeowners can do, but they need to look at their home itself. That's the first thing. And then just out maybe 5 or so feet and not have any combustibles in that zone. And then about 5 to 30 feet, and then beyond to about 100, there's lots of things that they can do.
Rick Stratton, when you look at the level of detail, and I have not even gotten to the point where I've clicked on all the layers on even the basic map yet. I mean, holy cow, this, how long did it take to bring all this together?
It took a lot of work. you know, I have expertise in fire modeling, long duration fire support, risk assessment. And I came here about early 2011 and started out of Portland, but just since moved. So the last 9 years or so I've been working there. And, you know, it took time to get to know people with the state, the counties, the communities, the different federal agencies. But this was a collaborative effort from, as you've already mentioned, Oregon itself, but also a lot of different federal agencies and local communities. And it's been a lot of work, but if you look at the products, I think that folks will see that we get an excellent view of large fire growth among two states, which we've never seen. We, you know, there were millions of fires over tens of thousands of artificial fire seasons to give us this burn probability over the two states. And then you start looking at where people live, and you look at vegetation and terrain and those things that we care about, human and natural. And then you put it all together in this type of a framework. It can be very powerful to, you know, the first way that we can, you know, the reason why I wanted to come on the show, you know, when you invited me, was we do not want to see the losses we've seen in other areas, particularly recently. And so the first way to mitigate that is to inform people of the concern. And there's definitely heightened concern. The two highest counties for loss are Josephine and Jackson.
All right. And not surprisingly, we're talking about the Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer with Rick Stratton, a fire analyst with the U.S. Forest Service, a partner with the Oregon Department of Forestry and several other entities in coming up with this. It's online at OregonExplorer.info, and just look for the Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer if you want to follow along. Or you can ask questions of Rick now at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I have been spending some time with the I first went to the advanced version and decided to back up to the basic version, adding layers. And just as an example, when I added a layer for perimeters of recent fires, they looked fairly spread out. But then when there's an additional layer added of fire locations, and I'm going to click it now just to get the effect for myself, but the map instantly gets measles. I mean, there's just red dots all over the place.
Yeah, I did the same. Just wanted to look at the different percentages. So right now I have that homeowner's view up, and if you scroll down, so and this, and you, I just clicked on Josephine. Well, here, let me go over to Jackson here. So if you look at Jackson County and scroll down, you get this homeowner's report that has the county itself, and it shows you ownership, then it shows you the vegetation, and then it shows you where people live, and then the next tab on page 5, the next page is on 5 is fire history. And you start looking at the occurrence data. And so from 2008 to 2017, you see the number of fires and acres burned. And lightnings, you know, caused fires are about 44%, and human is 56%. You know, these trends of lightning versus human fluctuate based on where you are and your sampling area. But one thing that does hold true is, generally speaking, the human-caused fires are at the lower elevations. And the lightning fires are at the middle slope and higher elevations. But as you look at those, just for this kind of shorter time period, it totally fills in. So you can see, you know, the message starts becoming clear. You have a lot of ignitions every year. And then if you couple that with extreme fire behavior, weather, and you look at that burn probability, that's where we're getting these toxic mix of this, all these different factors.
Well, and it certainly seems like as you get to west of the Cascades, it's more caused by people, but then that's also where there are more people.
Yeah. And you can see that, particularly in Jackson, you can look at that lightning belt that comes from the south, you know, proceeds north along the Cascades, and you can see where lightning is, and then you can see more in that lower elevations, particularly along the road systems. You can see the human-caused fires.
So Rick, who do you hope uses the Wildfire Risk Explorer?
Well, I think first off, I'd very much encourage homeowners to do so. You know, just go in here, take 15, 20 minutes, look at your area, and then look at these different things that are sourced to you. You know, as you keep scrolling down, there's burn probability, and there's hazard to structures, and then there's fire intensity. And then you can start looking at summaries on by watershed. The other one would be, you know, the wildfire problem, I'll say, is very complex. It's multifaceted. And so the solutions to that are going to be the same. This problem is way bigger than just one agency, even the Forest Service, who has a lot of resources available, or ODF. You know, we can be successful when we're collectively trying to work towards this problem. So, you know, that plan, that advanced view, planner view, I call it, would be very good for any type of city, county, or state organizations, or public or private, to be able to get into this information.
And what additional training, what additional information is available in the advanced view that isn't available in the basic map viewer?
Well, there's just a little bit more information, detailed information, like of intensities, flame lengths, and a little bit more added functionality. But, you know, you can go into either one. They're just suited, you know, each one is suited better for the primary audience. But you can look into each one and see if there's something that interests you in each of the different viewers that isn't in the other.
Do you offer training to groups in using the Wildfire Risk Explorer?
No, there isn't any formal training. I think the best thing is to go in there, snoop around, look at these things, use the help. We've tried to explain each of the different layers that are available. Some are a little more technical, so just take the time to read them. But then if there is additional questions, folks can always get a hold of me or get a hold of the Oregon Department of Forestry. They're hosting this, and then we'd be happy to answer those.
Given the level of detail, I mean, just from my own experience, it seems like it's pretty easy to get lost in the map. I can imagine like losing part of a weekend day just looking at this at the level of detail here.
Yeah, you know, zoom out a little and keep it simple. And we know we have fuels that are conducive to large fire spread. So look at the burn probability. Look at, you can see the areas of a higher burn probability. You can see the areas of lower. You can look where we live. And that gives you a pretty quick sense of the concern, the heightened concern you may have in your area.
Just as you said, zoom out a little. I was actually looking at just the south end of my town, so I did exactly what you talked about. You do get a greater perspective that way. Once people look at Wildfire Risk Explorer, Rick, and get some idea of what the situation is around where they live, how can they use it? What might they change in their approach to where they live and how they live there?
Well, I think, you know, first we need to change ourselves. I think we need to reflect inwardly. And so I think people that are looking at this are probably those that have been impacted by some of these fires, you know, in the last several years. And we've had some, you know, large ones. And maybe they were impacted by smoke. Maybe they actually were evacuated. Maybe they saw flames. So I think you first need to look at yourself and say, okay, you know, I love this place. It's a beautiful place to live. I want to live here. But if I choose to, then I live in a fire environment, and I need to take steps to protect my home from wildfire. And then there's a great pamphlet that Oregon Department of Forestry can give to folks, developed by FireWise USA. I could give you a link to what this is, and it can help you to know how to protect your home from wildfires. The second thing I'd say is then look outwardly, not just you, but talk to your neighbors. You know, in a lot of these subdivisions where your homes are really close, your home ignition zone is not just your home, but it's your neighbor's home. And so collectively you're strong, but if you have only a few people that are working on this, then it in turn can increase the vulnerability of your home being destroyed. So you want to branch out and share this information with others.
Rick, just a couple seconds left. Is new information added to the Wildfire Risk Explorer all the time?
I would not say all the time. When we have some updates, we put them in there. We're going to have some good discussions going forward about how we update this. You know, fire is very dynamic. And, you know, just thinking of last year, right? We need to update this information, but it also is a lot of work. So we do update a few things, but generally speaking, the bulk of what you see is static, but we hope to be able to do these kinds of assessments on a reoccurring base, and there's discussions about this, okay, not just at a state level, but a national one.
All right. Rick Stratton from the U.S. Forest Service talking about Oregon Wildfire Risk Explorer. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.